The War on American History, the War on America as Founded, is our topic right now for this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Kirby Anderson, who is the host of Point of View Radio Program, a syndicated, nationally syndicated program, which celebrates 50 years this 50 years of service this particular year. He's also the president of Probe, and their website is probe.org. And Kirby Anderson did some graduate work at Yale University. Kirby, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Jerry.
Now, I know from many of your commentaries that I hear on the radio and different things that you've written about that you are very much interested in American history and for Americans to realize and appreciate the deep spiritual roots that help give birth to this nation.
I certainly am. And one of the reasons why I do that is because I think, just like you, we are really convinced that the younger generation does not know our history. But even those teaching the history don't. And you really turned me on a couple of years ago to some writings by George Bancroft, who actually wrote in the 19th century. And you can begin to see very quickly that we don't have the same kind of history that we used to have, because we had a deliberate attempt, I think, by secular historians, sometimes by Marxist historians, to change all that we know about our past. And so in some respects, I've become very concerned about the fact that we really need to educate the next generation about what the American history really was, and to dismiss some of the myths that have grown up around the way in which we teach it today in the public schools.
You know, it's interesting. I write, as you know, a weekly column, and sometimes on some of the Christian publications, I see some of the emails where people are basically saying, why does this writer care about America and these, you know, so many of these founders are so flawed and stuff. Why doesn't he talk about, Jesus and so forth? And of course we talk about Jesus and, you know, him crucified and so forth, but there is an important part to American history. And so I guess really ultimately what I'm babbling on about is, why does all this matter?
Well, you know, one of the things that I say, Jerry, when I speak to a group, and I sometimes will dress up as a colonial soldier or something of that nature, which kind of gets everybody's attention, is that I end my presentations, my slide presentations, by saying, you know, anybody listening to what we've talked about now for the last half an hour to 45 minutes would have to conclude that Christianity was instrumental in the founding of this country. Yes. And in the framing of this government. And so if Christianity was so important in the founding of this government and framing of this government, so if indeed it was important in really establishing this republic, wouldn't you think that Christianity would also be important in the maintenance of this republic? And so in some respects, we have to say that when we have some of the famous quotes that we've always heard, that this particular government was made for religious people, it was made for a moral people, that moral principles were undergirding this country. If indeed those were so important in the founding of the republic, you would think that they would still be important in the maintenance of this republic. So this isn't just sort of an arcane, esoteric kind of debate or discussion. It's really important in terms of understanding where this nation actually can go and recognizing how important a religious element was in its founding and in its maintenance.
Listen, this is almost a diversion, but feel free to make a little commercial here for your speaking services. I did not realize that you sometimes dress up as a colonial and give a PowerPoint type presentation on America's Christian principles and why it matters. If you're ever going speaking in South Florida, please let us know. We'll make sure we, you know, work some time out for our church and some other churches and so forth. But tell us about that. I didn't know about this.
Well, again, I take this wonderful book that you wrote years ago called One Nation Under God, as well as I add some other things that I've learned when I was at Georgetown University, because I studied with George Carey, Gene Kirkpatrick, and others, and really got into some of the history of especially the founding of this country, some of the founding doctrine documents and things of that nature. So it's kind of a mix and match. It's a fairly significant amount of Jerry Newcomb and a little bit of Kirby Anderson. But I do that in a way to really kind of get people's attention. And I take on some of the issues of the founding of this country. I take on some of the issues of how education was so important from a religious perspective. I spend a fair amount of time talking about the Patriot preachers, because that's certainly a very significant issue as well, and have done some writing in that regard. And then, of course, I end off by spending a fair amount of time looking at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, because if you get into those documents, you realize how important some of the writings were at the time, because you have individuals down in my area of the world, at the University of Houston and at LSU, and even George Carey, my professor at Georgetown, that were all pulling together some of the documents for that were so important in the founding of this country. Because as you well know, when they looked at the writings of the various founders and the framers, they quoted from the Bible more than anything else. And most of those quotes weren't just from the Bible, but they were from sermons of that day. So I spend a fair amount of time trying to bring out information so that I've even had people in the audience say, look, I majored in American history, but I'll have to tell you, about half of what I heard today or tonight is stuff I've never heard before, and I was a American history major. So we always try to have enough information there that's basic for the kids in the audience, but enough new information that even if you were a professor, you might say, well, I learned a couple things from this guy, and that's one of the reasons why I do it, because it is so necessary. And at the end, Jerry, it illustrates the point you're making, and that is we have a whole generation that are saying, I didn't learn this in high school or college. My kids and my grandkids aren't learning this, and we've got to do something to turn that around.
So I assume if people log on to probe.org, they could get more information in terms of that speaking that you're doing. I was not aware of that, and I'm very interested in that. Are you dressed up as a colonial? Is there any particular a historical figure you have in mind, or is it more of an amalgamation of, you know, this fellow here and George Whitefield there or something like that?
I look a little bit more like a George Washington, but obviously, you know, I got a powdered wig and a few things like that. But I look like was one of the individuals that might have been at the Constitutional Convention, but not any of the famous individuals, because I'm always just sort of saying, this is what how they would have responded to, and this is how they reacted to it, and here were some of the reasons. And this is what James Madison said, and this is what Alexander Hamilton writes in the Federalist Papers, and this is what John Jay was, and those kinds of things. Kind of fun just to get people thinking a little bit about what happened back in the 18th century.
Well, I want to see that presentation sometime. Georgetown is where you went for undergraduate then, and then I know you did some graduate studies at Yale. Was any of that related to history, or was that more geared towards the study of science?
Yeah, the one at Yale was science. At Georgetown was actually a graduate level because I was there majoring in American political theory, because I really recognized that I was spending not only a fair amount of time speaking on the science issues, creation, evolution, intelligent design, and the environment, those kinds of things. I also found myself speaking a lot on government. And even though I minored in political science when I was in undergraduate school and even was vice president of the student body and lobbyist for the legislature, I didn't actually have a formal degree. So that's one of the reasons why I went back and got a second master's degree from Georgetown. And studying under George Carey, he was actually working with some of the people that you're aware of as well, because he was not in one of the major authors, but at least associated with some of the individuals that spent some time looking at the various writings of the framers of the Constitution during that constitutional period. And you know as well as I do that when you go back and look at this, when they're writing to each other about these particular issues, it is amazing how many times they are really quoting from the Bible to make their case. And so it's, I think, a really interesting series of discussions that have actually developed over years, because we've looked at some of the research and writings of some of those individuals. And you're familiar, of course, with Donald Lutz, wrote the book, The Origins of the American Constitutionalism. And he was loosely associated with some of that as well, because it really, I think, makes the case that anybody that wants to say that all the framers of the Constitution were Unitarian or deist, no, they weren't. As a matter of fact, most of those individuals, even if they weren't necessarily Christians, still tended to quote from the Bible and use principles that were actually articulated during the founding period.
Well, I had the privilege to interview Dr. Donald Lutz for a special that we made when Dr. Kennedy was alive, on One Nation Under God. It was based loosely on the book that I co-wrote with David Gibbs II, whom you've referenced. You mentioned that book. You said a little bit of Jerry Newcomb here, but the book you were talking about was that One Nation Under God, which is 10 things.
Book.
Oh, thank you. 10 things every Christian ought to know about the founding of America. And but anyway, Dr. Lutz once said in that interview that we did, he was talking about how the American Constitution became really the prototype for all the other constitutions around the world. And he said, if you said, well, what was the British Constitution? It wasn't the Magna Carta alone, although that was, a part of it. He said it was basically an amalgamation of several different documents, including volumes worth of court rulings and so forth. So there, it would fill several volumes, basically, he said, to define the British Constitution. But the American Constitution was based more on the biblical model of covenant. It was short. It was, it had the same characteristics as the biblical concept of covenant. And, you know, it was derived from the Mayflower Compact, the Puritan covenants that they made, especially the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, which was really the first major fully developed constitution on American soil. And it talks about how the gospel of our Lord Jesus and the purity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus was the reason for even them writing that settlement in Connecticut back in 1639. But bottom line is, you look at the American experience and you really can't say the positive without, you know, referencing the Bible and the influence of the Bible and these radical Protestant sects, to use the phrase from Donald Lutz. And by the way, Donald Lutz also said, as far as the founding fathers are concerned, even the more liberal ones or more deistic leaning ones, which would be the very, very few exceptions, okay? But he said all of them knew the Bible down to their fingertips. I've never forgotten that soundbite. Well, we have 2 minutes left. Kirby, wax eloquent more why we must reach the next generation with America's Christian heritage.
Well, again, let me recommend the book that we just talked about a minute ago, One Nation Under God, 10 Things Every Christian Should Know About the Founding of America. But here's some reasons why. We have textbooks today that are not telling the truth about America's history. And that has been around for some time. But then let's add to that the 1619 Project, which even secular historians, some of these books that I have on my shelf are written by Christians that would not agree with us theologically or politically, but even these secular historians are saying it's just a terrible piece of material that is now being used in the classrooms, teaching silly things like and inaccurate things like the American Revolution was fought so they could establish slavery. If anything, some of the framers were actually abolitionists and wanted to get rid of slavery. So we face a battle like never before. We've had a problem with secularism for some time. We've had a problem with secular revisionism for some time. But now we have this new kind of politically correct ideas and critical race theory and all of the rest that is making its way into the classroom. And if there's ever been a reason for us to support, of course, you and other individuals trying to tell us the true history, it is now, because of these very significant threats on the periphery of our society, which are making their way into the classroom.
And we have about 45 seconds left while we're talking about books. Let me recommend Dr. Mary Graber's book, Debunking Howard Zinn. You see these radical Marxists in the streets. They're burning, you know, cities down. Not cities down, but blocks or businesses, etc. They basically have an anti-American message, which they've imbibed from all this false history that's been presented to them. How about a 30-second concluding thought? Kirby Anderson at probe.org.
Well, I might just mention again, that is a very good book. I did an interview with her as well. Howard Zinn, the impact that he has made, the 1619 Project. We are facing a real assault on the values and foundations of American history. That's why we need to do more to tell the true story.
All right, Kirby Anderson, keep up the great work. God bless you, and thank you, and congratulations on your 50-year anniversary with Point of View. That's fantastic.
Looking forward to seeing you at NRB.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.